Let us pray. Oh, for the gift of this beautiful day, dear Lord, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Help us to take a moment today to get out into your beautiful creation and just soaking it all in, knowing that it is a gift for us. Calm our hearts and our minds that we might hear your word. And now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Who here remembers the original Wizard of Oz? Lions and tigers and bears, oh my! Somewhere over the rainbow. And who can forget the anticipation of sitting in your living room waiting for the annual showing of The Wizard of Oz? Some of us were blessed enough to see it in the movie theaters, and some of us, we did it in our living room. At our home, we'd pop big bowls of popcorn, and we'd all lay on the floor as close as we could to the TV, head in our hands, to watch in awe as Dorothy, played by the amazing Judy Garland, the Tin Man, played by then known as Hunk Jack Haley, the Scarecrow, Ray Bolger, and the Cowardly Lion, Burt Lair, as they follow the yellow brick road in search of their heart's desire, that one particular thing that each believes will finally bring them peace and happiness. I can remember it clear as day, being so afraid of those scary, icky monkeys. And then every time the wind would blow, that somehow I'd be the one who would get lost and not be able to find my way home. I used to make my grandma promise, "Will you find me if I get lost?" Dorothy and Toto began their long journey home to Canvas, lost and alone and afraid. And then along life's way, they meet up with the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Cowardly Lion, their newfound friends in life. They've been loved by some, Auntie M, Uncle Henry, Glinda, the Good Witch of the North, Toto, and one another, and hindered by others. Who can forget the Wicked Witch of the West? "Come here, my little pretties." I just got goosebumps when I did that. They became fast friends and have faith that if they can just somehow get their plea to the great Wizard of Oz, that he will grant all their wishes and all will be well in the world. And after many miles and much angst, they finally find the wizard, only to have their hopes dashed. You see, it turns out that when the curtain is pulled back, the great wizard is simply a plain old flawed human being, filled with fear, just like the rest of us. In this morning's Exodus text, the new king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, lived in fear as well. He feared the Israelites because they were numerous and powerful, so he set out to crush them. Past pharaohs knew the Israelites were so great in numbers because Joseph, their leader, and his father Jacob before him, loved and trusted and followed God's command. The new pharaoh didn't know about Joseph and his coat of many colors. He didn't know that Joseph had been sold into slavery by his brothers and gone on to save his people. He didn't know that Joseph was discerning and wise and filled with the Holy Spirit. If he had, he may have followed what the previous kings did and been kind and hospitable to Joseph and his people. But he didn't know, and so he plotted mercilessly to get rid of them. He said to his people, "Look, these Israelites are more numerous and more powerful than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, or they will increase and fight against us." So he said to the midwives, "When you take care of the Hebrew women, when you see them on the birth stool, If the baby is a girl, she may live, but if it is a boy, kill him. The midwives knew that this was wrong. They couldn't possibly do what the Pharaoh was asking. They loved God, they feared God. So they made up some story about the women being so strong that they gave birth before they got there, but only to the boys. And the Pharaoh bought it. And the boys lived, and the people multiplied. They took their trust out of the current Pharaoh and put it where it belonged, in God. Do you ever fear how a leader can change not only your tiny corner of the world, but also the whole planet? Do we put our trust in the rotating door of leaders in the world to fix all our problems, to do the right thing? Or do we, like the midwives in this morning's text, trust our hearts to do what God wants us to do, what God commands us to do, and love one another as God has loved us? As you just heard Julie share, you, the people of Mount Olivet, you, God's children, have a long history of caring for one another through the thick and the thin of life. During any of our 100 years, no matter who the current pharaohs or wizards of the world happen to be, we are able to walk through these doors and find people sharing their stories of faith, of loss, of addiction, of resilience, of mental illness, of anxiety, and of grief. Did you hear Julie say that 1 in 5 of us suffers from some form of mental illness each year? 1 in 5 of us. That is a lot of us. And we're here to help one another. My own family tree is riddled with alcoholism and depression and has been cared for throughout the generations by this beautiful church family. Our family of caring counselors and psychologists, an outstanding pastoral care department who offer up a loving ear, professional help, tangible help, all wrapped up in God's love. Where do we place our trust? The current Pharaoh or God and God's people? Thursday night, as they do each week, our Mount Olivet Kitchen Loaves and Fishes crew fed 68 hungry people, average age 75, loving God like the midwives did. At that exact same time, 40 amazing young people with great big hearts and Down syndrome and autism ate pizza and played get-to-know-you games and hugged great big hugs because they hadn't seen each other since the last week of August up at Cathedral of the Pines Camp. Right down the hall from that, these 100 voices from the senior choir practiced singing praises to God for this morning's service. And that same exact day, 28 courageous members of our Mount Olivet family made a visit to our counseling center, just wanting help to get through what they were struggling with at that moment. All in one day, and that is just a typical day in the life of our beautiful church family. Those midwives had it right. Leaders, pharaohs, presidents, both good and bad, come and go. Ultimately, when the curtain is pulled back, they are all just flawed humans living with their own fears, doing what they believe to be right. Is there lions and tigers and pharaohs in the world? Oh, yes. There always has been and there always will be. But there are also Dorothy's and Auntie M's and Glinda's and good church people and God. There is always God. So, children of God, rather than placing all our hope in the current or the next Pharaoh, let's stick together as a family, join arms as we skipped through all the dangers in this forest of life, and follow that yellow brick road all the way and straight to God's loving and welcoming arms. Amen.